Hi, everyone. I'm Greg Lambert, and this is Jackson Walker Fast Takes. Last week, Texas Governor Greg Abbott's executive order removed the state's mask mandate and set March 10th as the new date where any business in Texas can open at 100% capacity. To get a little clarification on what this executive order covers, I asked Jackson Walker attorneys Brad Nitschke and Jamila Brinson to come on and discuss it. Jamila and Brad, thanks for talking with me.
Thanks, Greg.
Thank you, Greg. Happy to be here.
So, Brad, what does Governor Abbott's order mean for Texas businesses?
Yeah, that's a great question, Greg. So, as you know, earlier in 2020, Governor Abbott issued a series of executive orders that required individuals statewide to wear masks or face coverings when in public and when it was not possible to maintain 6 feet of social distancing. He also imposed occupancy limits of either 50% or 75% of capacity on a number of businesses across the state. What Executive Order GA34, the one that was issued last week and that will become effective March 10th, what it does is it, number one, removes occupancy limits for businesses and other establishments in the state. What that means for Texas businesses is that while they're free to require employees and customers and other visitors to take whatever hygiene measures the business deems are appropriate, with one caveat, the state is not going to require them to do so. And the businesses, in enforcing that requirement, are really just enforcing their own policy. They're not enforcing some act of the government that controls the behavior of their employees or their customers. The one caveat that I'll mention is that for businesses that do choose to require customers or employees or other visitors to wear a mask, it's important to have a conversation with an attorney with some experience with the Americans with Disabilities Act, to the extent the business is regulated by the ADA, to discuss how to address concerns from employees or visitors that they may be unable to wear a mask or a face covering because of a medical condition.
So, Jamila, what does this mean for the employees of businesses that no longer require the mask wearing of patrons that are visiting the establishment?
Well, Greg, it depends on what the policies and procedures are of that business. The executive order does not prohibit a business from continuing to include in their business procedures and policies that employees wear masks. But for those businesses that have adopted policies of mask wearing of employees and decide that based on the governor's order, they will no longer implement those policies, or for those businesses that decide that they won't require their patrons to wear masks, employers are still required under general regulations of OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, to provide a safe working environment for their employees. So I think as long as the CDC continues to recommend that certain precautions be taken, employers still need to take that into consideration in order to provide a safe environment for their employees.
And Brad, what about on the other side, the business owners? What does the order allow them to do?
So what the governor's order says is that businesses and other establishments are free to impose their own mask requirement or to require other hygiene measures to prevent the spread of COVID. And what we've seen in the few days since Executive Order GA34 was handed down is we've seen a number of businesses around the state announce that they plan to do just that. And in fact, the mayors and other local officials in some of the largest cities in the state have announced that city-owned properties in their cities will all have mandatory masks as well. So we've seen both businesses and government bodies take advantage of the option for individual control that the GA34 creates.
What has been the general reaction from businesses to this order?
Well, I can speak to what's been announced publicly, and I can speak to generally what I've heard from clients. And publicly, a number of businesses that operate across the state, maybe most notably the HEB chain of grocery stores, have announced that they intend to encourage or require customers to continue to wear masks. Generally, the questions I've heard from business owners have centered on how they can also continue to require masks, and what the pros and cons of that approach would be going forward.
And how about the medical community? What's been the reaction from them on Governor Abbott's order?
You know, very quickly after the governor's order came down, we saw statements from some of the largest hospital systems in the state and from the Texas Hospital Association and from a number of leaders in the medical community encouraging Texans to continue to wear masks and other face coverings to prevent the spread of COVID. There's been some concern among public health officials that the state's low COVID hospitalization numbers right now are still sort of artificially suppressed because of the winter storm that hit Texas and forced a number of hospitals to evacuate. And so the theory goes, may have led people not to seek treatment or testing for COVID. And so there's concern that the hospitalization data the state is using right now may not reflect the true prevalence of COVID in certain communities in the state.
Jamila Brunson and Brad Nitschke, thanks for taking the time to talk with me.
Thanks, Greg.
Thank you, Greg.
And we'll have more information and additional JW Fast Takes podcasts and webinars on jw.com/fast. The music is by Eve Searles. You can follow Jackson Walker on LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. This podcast is made available by Jackson Walker for informational purposes only, does not constitute legal advice, and is not a substitute for legal advice from a qualified counsel. Your use of this podcast does not create an attorney-client relationship between you and Jackson Walker. The facts and results of each case will vary, and no particular result can be guaranteed. Thanks for listening.